Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. There are some new coronavirus testing sites in rural Georgia this morning. Yesterday, Governor Brian Kemp's office said Walmart and contractor eTrue North will operate drive-through testing sites that will rotate between the cities of Tifton, Milledgeville, and Hepzibah, which is near Augusta. Georgia and local health authorities have already established about four dozen drive-through testing centers across the state. Meanwhile, the State Department of Public Health reported 265 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the state's total confirmed cases to over 23,000. 916 people have died from the virus in Georgia. Georgia restaurants can resume dine-in service starting today under Governor Brian Kemp's order to ease coronavirus restrictions. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Restaurants are limited to 10 diners per 500 square feet and cannot have salad bars or buffets, among other safety measures. Some, including Waffle House, are opening their doors with the new rules in place, but many are not. Jackie Schott is executive director of the Savannah Downtown Business Association.
They're taking a financial hit, and they're still saying, we want to make sure that we are as certain as we possibly can that we have the right parameters in place to keep not only our staff, but also the Savannah community safe.
She says most restaurants currently offering takeout or delivery will stick with that until they feel comfortable reopening their dining rooms. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Meanwhile, Governor Brian Kemp will hold a press conference this afternoon to give an update on the COVID-19 outbreak in Georgia. The governor will be joined by public health officials and the Georgia National Guard. That press conference gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon, and we will bring it to you live online and on air. As more cleaning products and disinfectants are being used during this coronavirus pandemic, calls to the Georgia Poison Center have risen. Speaking to Georgia Health News, Gaylord Lopez, director of the center, says reports of unhealthy exposure to cleaning products and disinfectants have doubled from the same period a year ago. The CDC recently issued a brief saying that the daily number of calls to poison centers on chemical exposures related to cleaners has jumped about 20% across the country. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.